With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
9:17 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Go behind enemy lines. Beat writer for Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. She is Mary Kay Cabot. Good morning to you, Mary Kay.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Mary Kay, you and I have been talking on the air for years. Years. And you've always been 100 about the Cleveland Browns. You've always kept it real with us. I believe the Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens are the best two teams and will battle out for AFC North supremacy for the next 2 or 3 years. Do you agree with that or not?
You know what? I agree that I think that's how it will be this year. But I think you really are going to have to keep an eye on Joe Burrow. I think he's an amazing quarterback. I think that he's the kind of player that is so good that he will elevate the play of those around him. And if they're smart, if the Bengals are smart, they will do everything they possibly can to make sure that they are surrounding him with every bit of talent that they possibly can and support him in the way that the Ravens have done with Lamar and that the Browns have done with Baker. If they do that, I think he's a dynamite quarterback and somebody to definitely watch out for. But I think that team in general has a little bit of a ways to go just in terms of the rest of the talent around him right now. Although, I think they could surprise a few people this year if he is healthy coming off of that ACL.
And I noticed, Mary Kay, real quick, I do, you know, I can see that happening. But so I guess neither one of us believes the Steelers are built for that right now.
And you know what? Here, let me say this about the Steelers, okay? I mean, just now look at that offense that they have. I felt last year that they did not support Ben Roethlisberger enough with a running game, just at the age that he is and with what they needed to be doing on offense. Now they have Najee Harris. They still have Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, Juju Smith-Schuster. If they protect Ben, you can't rule those guys out either. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers we're talking about. They won 12 games last year. And even though they got crushed early on in that game by the Browns in the wild card game, and that's what everybody remembers, Ben did come back and throw for 500 yards in that game. And they actually made it a football game. So they've got really good guys on that defense. It's a well-coached team, a well-run team. And I don't think that you can just dismiss them either right now.
Mary Kay, how do you assess the Browns' draft this season?
You know, it seems like they had a really, really good draft. Yeah. They were able to get two of the guys that they had targeted at number 26 overall within the first two rounds just for a minimal cost of just trading up seven spots with the Panthers from 59 to 52 to get Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa in the second round. So they're thrilled. They're ecstatic. They feel like they got guys with two first-round grades in their first two rounds. So they're thrilled with that. Then they added a receiver who can take the top off of the defense. He's very raw. He's got a lot to learn, but he's somebody that they will develop over the years and probably put a package in for him this year so that you can give defensive coordinators something to think about during the week and then defensive backs something to think about on game day.
here with Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer, also from Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, Baker Mayfield has quietly improved, in my opinion, every year. Last year, over 3,500 yards, 26 touchdowns, only 9 interceptions. Can we expect more improvement from Mayfield in 2021?
Well, I think so, because really it wasn't until about midway through last season that sort of the lights came on both ways, where Baker really got what they were trying to do offensively in Kevin Stefanski's new scheme, and the coaching staff figured out what was best for Baker Mayfield in terms of play action and keepers and things like that. So once they got to know each other and he got warmed up, he just took off. And in his last 12 games, he threw 20 touchdowns against only 3 interceptions. Now, having said that, they did not play the juggernauts of the NFL in terms of defenses. And I think they will have some stiffer tests this year. But if Baker Mayfield hits the ground running at the beginning of the season the way that he did midway through last year, then you would think that he'll have an excellent season all the way through.
Rick, how do people in Cleveland now view the Ravens? You know, we all know about Lamar, 2 years out of an MVP season, and the defense and all that, and the rushing game. But with the draft now, from our perspective, we filled some holes we needed to fill, like wide receiver, and, you know, we picked up a guard and a pass rusher. I mean, how do people in Cleveland look at the Ravens draft?
You know, I think, just as you said at the outset of this appearance, that I think most people are looking at it as a two-horse race between the Browns and the Ravens. Now, I would think that optimism is just so sky high here in Cleveland. I'm sure that everyone thinks right now that, you know, that the Browns are going to be able to go out and beat the Ravens, maybe sweep the Ravens. But they have to prove that. They have not been able to do that yet. They certainly didn't do it last year. So they have, you know, that's what they've got to do. I think that, you know, you have to go into this season not thinking that you can count on a wild card spot, that you're going to have to win the division. And of course, the Ravens are so well coached, once again, well run, well coached, and have so much talent on that team that I think it's going to be one heck of a competition between these two teams. And I think it will come down to, obviously, those two back-to-back games that the Browns have against the Ravens. I mean, boy, I'm sure fans can just go ahead right now and circle those two games, because that is where the AFC North will be won or lost, right there on November 28th and December 12th. And, of course, the poor Ravens have to go to Pittsburgh in the middle of that crab cake sandwich. So this is going to be a very, very interesting late finish to the season.
Very good Baltimore reference. Real quick, I'll plug this for you. I read this last month. It's about a month old right now. The interview that you did with Myles Garrett's mom, Audrey, was fascinating. I encourage people to go to either Cleveland.com or to your Twitter page. We're still posted there as well. Fascinating interview. Did you find out anything about Myles Garrett that you did not know prior to that?
I did. I found out a number of things that I didn't know before that. First of all, first and foremost, was that he suffers from asthma. And last year when he came back from COVID-19 late in the season, with like 6 games left in the season, you know, I would put my binoculars on him and watch him in between series on the sidelines, struggling to catch his breath and really having a hard time. And his mother reveals to me that Myles Garrett suffers from asthma. And that just shed whole new light on his situation last year. To be able to overcome what he did coming back off COVID with that kind of condition, I think, was remarkable. So that was one thing. And then the other thing was that she talked about how he had 2 surgeries on, I guess, what he had, I guess you would consider them to be flat feet. And he had surgeries on each one of those at the age of 11 and 12, kept him sort of down to the count, on, you know, kind of on the couch for a year. And she said after that, he just blossomed into the athlete that he is today. It started after the recovery from those 2 surgeries, and then little by little, he became the beast and sort of the athletic freak that we see now, even on social media, you know, dunking the basketball and knocking over unsuspecting defenders. So yeah, it was pretty cool. Audrey was fantastic. I say that Myles absolutely won the mom jackpot. She's so cool, and I just had a great time talking to her.
There you go. Mary Kay, thanks a lot for your time.
Sure. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.